This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Where can workers and unions find a political home? Workers and their unions are caught in a bind in many countries around the world. The right, whether in the UK, USA, France, and many other countries, has gained ground among working families that were the backbone of left progressive political formations. Trump and other so-called populists have eroded worker support and left union leaders caught between a rock and a hard place. In the U.S., that means problems for the Democrats. In the U.K., it means headaches for the Labour Party. In France, the socialists have just about been driven off the ballot nationally, and so it goes in many countries. Populists have won ground on cultural issues, certainly, but they've also gained support for being willing to attack sacred cows, use social media aggressively and without restraint, tactically attack first and look later, and touting economic baubles for workers even while lauding breaks and advantages for the rich. Tactically, it's always easier to attack than defend, but left progressive parties are also stuck with having neglected the primary base too long or taken it for granted. Too often, rather than stepping forward on issues like worker and union protections and benefits, they've spent more time and energy trying to attract new sectors, assuming that their traditional base had nowhere else to go. Now, Democrats and Labor are paying the price in different ways. In the UK, at the last count, more than 700,000 people had signed up for a convention to start a new, more progressive party than Labour, ironically co-led by a former leader. In France, La France Insoumise has become a strident voice for progressives. In the U.S., unions are starting to be more pointed in their critique of the seeming stand-pat, wait-for-the-midterm stance of the Democrats. There's no full-scale schism like in the U.K., but barnstorming by Bernie Sanders and AOC that attracted huge crowds across the country had to be noticed. The surprise primary victory of an avowed socialist in New York City has some of the old lions wringing their hands. Interviews with union leaders are indicative of the problem. It's no secret that some want party leaders to take off the gloves and get into the ring faster and harder in order to keep their members with them. The evidence of huge support for the Democratic Party among higher income, better educated suburban constituencies is disconcerting to unions and underlines policy problems that are no longer focused on their dominant issues. Other union leaders make the point that they can't divine what the real program of the party is now. These are stirrings here and there. Some moderate Republicans talk about an alternative party that isn't Trump-centric. Old friends and comrades still are boosting other mechanisms to find a path, whether it's fusion or ranked choice voting, but still finding it hard to get traction. From the cheap seats, it seems to me if there's no party that can legitimately claim allegiance and represent itself as a workers' party, it's only a matter of time before the fractures are so bad they can't be healed. Who knows then where people will find a home? But the clock is ticking. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.